I awakened in a pool of mild chemical reaction. I stood up then in the darkness and felt what it was drain slowly from my ankles and fingertips. It felt like thousands of lesser hands weaving small flags beneath my skin. The darkness of the room hummed like a small machine. There was a thin red glow shining from the walls. I turned and noticed some strips of fluorescent light outlining a doorway. Felt along there for a switch. There was a button instead shaped like a V. I saw I was in a photographer's dark room. The liquid I had woken in now almost totally dissolved across my skin. It must have been some agent used in the developing process. I searched over myself to check for damaging effects. There were no burns apparently, though my veins glowed a metallic silver. I ran my forearms under some warm water, but it only seemed to sharpen the effect. I figured I'd come back to it later. I began to take a look around. I found a drawer in a metal cabinet with my lover's name on it. I forced the lock and withdrew the contents, a box of color slides she had once taken of her ex-husband. There was a dozen of them, each with the same pose of him leaning naked against the trunk of a lavender Bentley. They obsessed me immediately. I emptied them into my jacket pocket and returned the box to the drawer, leaving it open. Pushed another V-shaped button and took an 8-seat jet back to the city. I never liked this man. I once read in my lover's diaries of methods he used in bed to please her. What I read haunted me many months. It reached such a clarity beneath my eyes when I lay beside her in the darkness that for 16 weeks I could not bring myself to touch her skin. It forced her to return to him each Sunday morning, and when I discovered this, I led her out one evening to the beryllium flats and with a shovel dug a place for her to rest. When the time came that I wanted her back, I realized that she had many months before forgotten how to breathe. I know guitar voodoo. I learned it from a woman with white hair in the hills above Kingston, who all day slit open the crowns of oranges and raised them above her head for the sun to drink. At night, one day each month, she gathered the dry, pale skins in mounds and left them for the full moon to push back beneath the earth. This cycle gave her great powers, and because I one day taught her the proper way to sharpen the blade on her knife, she gave some power to me. She opened the case of my guitars and placed six fingertips of the pickups beneath the string. She made a tea from the dried orange leaves on the fire and taught me the way of guitar voodoo. When I got to my apartment with the photographs that night, I placed them in a plain glass bowl. I lifted from the dresser the porcelain sphere the white-haired mistress had given me 1 year past. I knew that this was the time. The scent from the thick golden substance inside was sweet and true, like a child breathing. This was a byproduct of what the sun itself had one day left behind for me. With my adrenaline rising, a slow heat turned like a fist beneath my heart. My hands tightened for the power. I poured the substance into the bowl over the squares of processed celluloid containing his image. When the last drop rolled out, I put down the sphere, and though it served no purpose for the ceremony, I danced 1 hour before I slept. By the time I woke the next morning, the magic was already complete. I went to the living room sofa, I took the slides from the bowl and laid them in two rows of six across the glass tabletop. I raised the bowl to my lips and drank what was left over. Opened the closet door and removed my guitar from its case. Turned the power on with the switch on the amp and hooked the jacks. I shut my eyes as a potion took me over. There were small globes, the color of burst capillaries, framed by an uncertain gravity before a white expanse. Then an image began to focus. I could see, clearly as the sun, the man who was my lover's husband lying in bed in his home in Northern California. He was just waking. Some shadows of morning light hung from the brass bedpost. He was sitting up now beneath a fancy quilt with his eyes fully open. I took one of the voodoo slides, turned rigid by the potion overnight, and fingering on the neck of the guitar, an A chord, ran his naked, obscene image like a guitar pick across the strings. I saw the reaction as if standing behind a mirror right in his bedroom. His body shuddered violently on the bed. He seemed to be pulled a few inches off the mattress until the sound finally quit reverberating inside the amp. The room was left with a hollow ringing within silence, like air inside a nitrous oxide dream. He gripped his convulsion and stopped it. His eyes searched the room for answers. He checked some objects on top of the bookshelves, praying with moving lips that something had been knocked over to sustain his hope that there was an earthquake taking place, that there was a natural explanation for all this. But nothing was moved. I was delirious with pleasure. I upped the volume of the amp to 8 and ran a voodooed image across his strings, windmill style, like Pete Townsend. He was thrown back across the floorboards as if the force of a giant reptile's tail across his neck. I couldn't figure out if the voodoo force worked from outside his body or within. More likely both, I imagine. He quivered on his back and implored the ceiling. On his bare chest, 6 lines of blood, thin as guitar strings, opened and pulsed. I looked down and noticed the red draining down my own fingers' crevices, 3,000 miles away. The magic was transporting his blood to me. I thought a moment to stop it, but it was out of my control. I slammed into another G chord. I saw this woman run into his room and gape in astonishment. When I saw her hands clap tight across her ears, I realized that he must have been screaming out my guitar chord from deep inside his lungs with the same volume produced by my guitar and amp, his larynx about to shatter like a crystal goblet. More chords. He slammed against the 4 walls. He was weakened. My power was growing stronger. I didn't want it any longer, but his fingers clutched his throat for the pain. Each uncontrolled shriek was coiling. The veins along his forearms were throbbing and choking each other like killer vines. The woman bolted from the room, signing herself at the cross. I realized it was beginning to do him in. The building tension of the strings at E forced the lines of blood across his chest to spurt like steam from split valves. Vengeance was a wasted thing, I thought. It was bringing sounds from within him which human tissue was incapable of bearing. I slapped my hand across the pickups to snuff the sound. I wiped the sweat and blood from the glass tabletop and leaned over to switch off the power in the amp. There was a last image of his body dropping limp and unconscious to the stunned floorboards of the room. I opened my eyes, I undid my belt buckle, and I slept for days. Thank you.